As we're sitting on benches next to Midtown Cinema in Harrisburg, Jordan Trevino, Elena Rosetto, and Sean Saman of the band The After Hours describe to me their current smartphone app obsessions.
Puzzle games have my heart right now.
What are you playing? Anything in particular?
Fishdom.
Fishdom.
That's Elena and Jordan.
Fish what?
Fishdom.
Oh, I think
like Kingdom.
Oh, Fishdom. Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
You win the games, the puzzles, and then you get to make the perfect aquariums.
While we covered the latest technology in smartphone apps, our conversation also went back in time to when video games were much more primitive and when a handheld touchscreen device was something only found in science fiction.
I think the 80s are like really romantic. There was so many really exciting experimental like sounds.
It's like almost the first time that you're hearing the big snare drum.
That's Sean Saman.
The lead synths were very prominent, and I feel like we take a lot from that.
When I think of that time period, the 80s, in a certain way, it's a little bit like innocent of like no cell phones, internet, and stuff like that. But when I think of my favorite movies and works from then, a lot of that stuff's really reflective and nostalgic in itself, like coming of age films and things that star children like Goonies or Stand By Me and stuff, you know. Yeah. There's some really zany sounds, and I think it's just like, it's a fun time.
That zaniness and a spirit of playfulness manifests itself in the band's use of found objects as instruments.
We love playing on garage sale pianos.
Oh, yeah.
And finding beats and being inspired by them.
Honestly, that's the empowering lesson. Anyone listening that makes music, just if it sounds cool or you like it, just do it.
Put it in.
The After Hours members keep their creative process fresh by not tying themselves to one instrument. The lack of defined roles has led to a fluid style of writing.
It's funny, we all like kind of look at each other and like smirk whenever someone's like, what instrument do you play in the band? I don't think it was intentional in the beginning necessarily. And I feel like now we're at this point where it's kind of cool. I feel like there's so little ego behind what instruments in our hands.
We'll show each other what we're writing, and there was a bass line I was fiddling around with, and now like Sean's elaborated on it a lot and it sounds great, but I don't think we're afraid to like, again, it's the ownership, it's like for the group.
The conversation wrapped up and the band walked back into Midtown Cinema, where they were about to play a set before the theater's outdoor screening of the 80s classic Raiders of the Lost Ark. For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.